One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
You ever feel like you're being watched even when you're completely alone? Like something unseen is standing just behind the veil of darkness, quietly studying you, waiting for a moment you won't expect? Tonight's story follows one young woman who decided she was done running from that feeling. After years of catching glimpses of something she couldn't explain, she made a bold decision to turn off the lights, stare into the shadows, and finally demand an answer. But what she got was something far more disturbing than silence. There's no blood, no flying furniture, no ghostly whispers in this story. Just one room. One girl and the unrelenting presence of something she's known her whole life. She tried to understand it, maybe even connect with it. But sometimes the scariest thing isn't what you hear back. It's what chooses not to answer at all. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Tony, everyone remembers my story about those shadow people at the end of my bed, right? I've told it in bits over the years like it was just a childhood nightmare I eventually outgrew. But the truth is, they never left. I just got good at pretending they weren't there. I moved out for college 2 years ago, different city, different walls, and I thought maybe, just maybe, that was the end of it. But when I came back home for winter break last month, the moment I stepped into my old room, I felt it again. That old chill in my chest, like the air itself was watching. It wasn't even anything dramatic, just the way my skin would prickle around 11 every night. The flicker of movement out of the corner of my eye when I was brushing my teeth. That slight pressure, like a breath on my neck, gone the second I'd turn around. I told myself I was imagining it. That I was tired or stressed, but deep down I knew better. I've always known better. I started sleeping with the hallway light on, just like when I was a kid. My TV on low volume, door cracked, just wide enough for the cat to slip through. That's how I kept them away, or at least how I thought I did. One shadow in particular. He used to stand right beside my nightstand, always taller than the others, still unmoving, but not as frightening. When I was little, I had the sense that he kept the others from getting too close. I used to call him the guardian. And then about a week ago, something changed. I was lying in bed, the static hum of the TV barely audible, over the soft rumble of the house settling. I hadn't even made the bed that day. I never do, but when I walked in, the blankets were folded down like someone had prepared it for me. I tried not to think too hard about it, figured maybe Mom had been tidying and I just hadn't noticed. But it stuck with me that someone or something was making itself more comfortable. So I made a decision. A stupid one, maybe. But after all this time, I was sick of feeling scared in my own skin. I told myself I was going to confront them, whatever they were. I was going to sit there, lights off, and not pretend to be asleep. If they only came when I wasn't looking, then maybe this time I'd see them for real. Maybe I'd finally get some answers. I didn't tell anyone. I just waited for the house to quiet down. Mom and my brother both went to bed around 10. I stayed on the couch as long as I could, watching reruns of old shows that didn't require much thought. The longer I delayed it, the more my nerves started to edge toward panic. At 11:04 p.m., I turned off the TV, walked to my room, and left the door closed. The only light came from the street lamp outside, bleeding in through the slats of my blinds. It painted thin gold stripes across the carpet. My room felt colder than the rest of the house. Not freezing, just wrong. Like the air wasn't moving naturally, like it was waiting. I climbed into bed. No light, no music, just silence and the thud of my heart in my ears. I laid on my back, staring at the ceiling. My arms were locked at my sides like I was in a coffin, afraid that even shifting might wake something. I told myself, if they think I'm asleep, they'll come. Just don't move. Don't open your eyes all the way. And they did. At first, I only felt it, like pressure by my nightstand. Then I opened my eyes halfway, careful not to blink, and there he was, the guardian. Just like I remembered him, tall, still, almost featureless but dense, like a piece of the room itself had turned solid. He wasn't foggy or wispy like you see in movies, he was there. No doubt in my mind, I couldn't see through him. And here's the part that really got me, Tony. I could feel his stare. Even with no eyes, no face, I could feel him looking at me, straight into me. I should have panicked. I was trying not to. So I did what I always do when I'm afraid. I went to my inner peace, this place I picture in my head. It's quiet, still. Just me and the feeling of control. But I couldn't quite reach it this time. Not with him watching. Still, I rolled to my side like I was shifting in my sleep. I wanted a better look. From this angle, I could see more of him, how he seemed to draw in the shadows around him. He didn't move, not even to sway. Just watched. So I took a chance. In my head, but loud enough to feel like a shout, I asked, "Who are you? What do you want from me?" And just like that, he was gone, vanished. Like he had blinked out of existence, not walked away, not faded, just not there anymore. Tony, I can't explain the rage that hit me. I'd built up all that courage, turned off the lights, faced whatever had been stalking me for years, and it ran. I wasn't scared anymore. I was furious. I sat up, fists clenched, and practically growled, "What are you afraid of?" Me? Coward? Dumb, I know. Provoking something you don't understand. But I couldn't help it. That's when things went sideways. The second the word coward left my mouth, I knew I'd made a mistake. Not because something appeared, but because everything shifted. It was like the temperature dropped 5 degrees in an instant. My skin broke out in goosebumps. The air thickened, not cold like outside wind, but like the pressure in a sealed room. Still, heavy, watching. And then my door, the one I had definitely closed behind me, rattled. I stared at it, frozen. The knob turned, clicked once, then again, harder. And suddenly the door swung open, crashing against the wall with a bang. I jumped. My heart nearly stopped. I braced myself for my mom or brother to yell at me for slamming something, but no one was there. Just darkness. Beyond the threshold, I could see into the dining room, dim and silent. At first, I thought maybe the house had shifted. Maybe the heat had kicked on and pulled the door loose, but then I saw them. not just one, several. Figures, like smudges on the air, passed quickly across the dining room, first right to left, then another, the opposite way, like they were pacing or circling, always just out of full view. They moved fast, but not like people, more like glitches, jerky, silent. I couldn't look away. Then something told me to check the time. My eyes flicked to the glowing green digits on my VCR clock, 2 a.m. That couldn't be right. I'd just gotten into bed around 11. I'd stared at the ceiling, maybe 20 minutes at most. No way it was suddenly 2 o'clock. But the clock didn't blink. No power outage, no reset. And I remembered. I'd read stories before about hauntings where time slips. Moments disappear, whole hours swallowed. You think it's been a minute, but it's actually been 3. That's when it happened, the stereo. It sits on a shelf across the room, standard black unit, CD tray, dual speakers, little blinking display. Normally, it's off. I hadn't used it all week. That night, the remote was sitting on top of it. I hadn't touched it. No one had. But suddenly, it came roaring to life. Full volume, screaming, blasting out the opening of a song I knew well, The Quiet Place by In Flames. If you've never heard it, it's not subtle. It's raw, fast, and violent. The guitar ripped through the silence like a blade. My room lit up in brief strobe flashes from the stereo's LED screen. It was like being dropped into a mosh pit from a dead sleep. I screamed, not out of fear, out of sheer shock. My ears rang. I scrambled across the bed, practically falling as I ran to shut it off. And here's the thing, Tony. The CD wasn't even in the player. I had taken it out that morning when I'd been exercising. I remember putting it back in the case. I saw the case on my dresser. I even checked later. It was still inside. The stereo had somehow played a track that wasn't even loaded. Just as I reached the unit, trying to jam the power button, I heard footsteps. Then my mom's voice, furious. What the hell are you doing? She came storming into the room, hair a mess, eyes wild with sleep and rage. I was still holding the stereo, trembling, heart racing. I started, but I knew how it looked. To her, I was a teenage insomniac blasting metal at 2 in the morning. Nothing else made sense. She yelled at me for not keeping the door closed, if I needed music, for waking up the house, for being inconsiderate. I stood there mute. I couldn't even form a sentence, not one she'd believe. She left, slammed her door, and I stood there for a long time, staring at the stereo. It was off now, but I didn't dare unplug it. I was afraid if I touched it again, it would start screaming at me. I left the lights on, sat in bed, didn't even pretend to sleep. Just watched the door, wide open now until the sky started to brighten through the blinds. I've tried to be logical about it. I've tried so hard to come up with a normal explanation, sleep paralysis, auditory hallucination, maybe even stress from school. But here's what still haunts me. It wasn't the shadows, not even the stereo. It's that when I finally gathered the courage to face the thing that's been following me since I was 8 years old, it left. It didn't growl. It didn't attack. It didn't whisper dark things in my ear. It just vanished, like it could have answered me, but chose not to. That silence was the loudest thing I've ever heard. Sincerely, Aaron. When someone tells you they've seen shadow figures, it's easy to dismiss it as tricks of the eye, a tired mind catching movement where there's none. But what Aaron experienced goes deeper. The moment she confronted her fear, what followed wasn't violence, but disruption. Time slipped. A locked door opened. An untouched stereo played a song that shouldn't have been there. It's a strange kind of haunting. One that doesn't lash out, but responds. Not with answers, but with consequences. Let's entertain the psychological possibilities first. Could Aaron have been experiencing a kind of dissociative episode? Shadow people are commonly associated with sleep paralysis and hypnagogic states, those blurred moments between waking and dreaming. Her inner peace place, her heightened sensitivity, even the timing of events, they all fit patterns psychologists have seen before in patients dealing with anxiety, trauma, or disrupted circadian rhythms. But that doesn't explain the stereo. It doesn't explain the CD that wasn't in the tray, the remote that wasn't touched, or the figures that moved not like people, but like fragments of another world. If you believe in energy, residual or intelligent, then maybe what she encountered was something old, something aware, something that had always watched and finally got tired of hiding. And here's the chilling part. When she asked what it wanted, it left. Not because it was afraid, but maybe, just maybe, because it knew she was finally ready to hear the answer and decided she wasn't meant to. Until next time, keep a nightlight on. Not because it keeps the darkness out, but because it lets something else know you're still afraid.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.